Now we go on to Hilchos Mida, Halacha Aleph. Al pi ma shemavur b'maimar Mishra de Sakina. This again is based on chapter 30 in Likutei Moran, which we've spoken about recently several times. Hanal b'Hilchos Giluach Halacha Aleph. We had this earlier in the first Halacha of Hilchos Giluach. Shelefomim hamalchus noifeles venase hisgabrus for arba malchus chas v'shon sheklulim b'malchus amolik. There are Rabbeinu Zal explains there that there are times that the malchus of kedusha falls, and it falls into the domain of the sitra achra, and then the four kingdoms of the sitra achra become very powerful, of which the leader and the one who is a composite of all of them is Amalek. V'tzorech lekatzra ulechot chamisham. And our mission is to sever that connection between the malchus of Kedusha and those malchus of the Sitra Achra, and to elevate the malchus of Kedusha, to bring it back upstairs, el oyer haponim, to connect it to the oyer haponim Hameir b'sholosh regalim, which shines especially on the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shehem b'chinas bina liba. These holidays are associated with the sphere of bina. We know that when the Torah introduces the topic of the holidays, it says, Eile moyadei Hashem asher tikru oisam b'moyadam. These are the holidays of Hashem which you should declare at their appointed time. The Zohar Kodesh says the first letters of Eile Moyadei Hashem are Aleph Mem Yud. I'm saying Hashem, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Aleph Mem Yud is Imi, my mother, that the Yomim Toivim correspond to the sphere of Bina, which is the mother, which is the heart. Ulevavo Yovin Veshel Verofaloi. There are many psukim to show that the heart is Bina. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that the Yomim Toivim are the heart of the year. They're actually the heart of the year. The Haktzira, how do we cut the Malchus of Kedusha away from the Malchus of the Sitra Achra? Hi alidei chesed. It's through the Midah of chesed. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk there, v'ziru lochem litzdaka, v'kitzru lefi chesed. The cutting is accomplished through chesed. Because remember, Malchus is the lowest one on the chain of the seven spheroids that are aset. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyg, Yesod, Malchus. Now, when the Malchus of Kedusha falls, when it drops down into the domain of the Sitra Achra, we need to pull it back up. We need that light coming from Chesed, from on top, to pull it back up. V'izgalos ha-chesed al-idei toichocho. And Rabbeinu Zal there explains that one of the ways that we reveal this chesed is through rebuke. Toichocha. Bibchinas, Yehelmeini tzadik chesed veyoichicheini. The tzadik will bestow upon me chesed and rebuke me, reprimand me. The connection that the toichocha is a form of chesed. Remember, there's a pasuk, Esa shar yehav Hashem yoichiach. One whom Hashem loves, Hashem reprimands. If you don't love a person, if you don't care about them, so you see them doing something wrong, what do I care? If you love somebody and you see them doing something wrong, you see them making a mistake, you want to correct them. You don't want them to continue making the mistake. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Nimtza, based on this, we conclude, She'ikr kilkul b'chinas ha-malchus chasashon hu kishe'ein toichocha. That one of the major factors that will allow the malchus to become damaged is when there is no toichocha. Ki oz ein hachesed mizgale. Because then the chesed is not being revealed. Vazai ein yecholim lechotcho l'avdilo mino arba malchus kanan. And then we're not able to separate the malchus of Kedusha from the four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra. Ayin Shom B'maimaran, I'll take a look over there in chapter 30 in Likutei Moran. V'azai kishoar arba malchies yoinkim min ha-malchus chasashon. And then when these four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra draw from the malchus of Kedusha, Azai hu bechinas dam midois. Then this malchus becomes tomei. It experiences this concept of dam mida. Shemishom yinikosam. Because that's where the sitrachra, that's where these forces of tuma draw from. They draw from tuma. Ki klolius ho arba malchios hu amole. Kemoi shekosav shom. Because Rabbi Nizal tells us over there that if you want to know who represents all four of those kingdoms of the Sitrachra rolled up in one, it's Amalek. Vehu Zera Esav, he is the descendant of Esav, a grandchild of Esav, Shenikro Admoini, and Esav is called the Red One, Machmas Shehu Mole Dam, because he's full of this blood, this Tomei blood. Ki Esav Hoyoshoyev Kol Hadam Midois Bebeten Imoy. Kamuva, the Medrash tells us that when a woman is pregnant, the blood gathers inside of her. And the Medrash says that Esav drew to himself all of the Tomei blood, all of the Dam Midos from Rivka while he was inside. That's where he got his redness from. And this is why Rabbein Zal tells us in a different chapter, in chapter 22 in the Kutimran, Shalidei kilkul hatoychocha shehu bechinas choysam horaglin nase dam nidas chas v'shalom. Rabbein Zal there speaks about choysam. Choysam means a seal of kedusha. We know that the bris, when a child has a bris milah, that's called a choysam. Choysam oy bebris kodesh, it says. That's the seal of Hashem, the seal of holiness and purity being imprinted on a Jew. The bris milah, that's called a choysam of kedusha. And Rabbeinu Salveh quotes from the Arizal, I believe, that choysam is begimatria nidas. That in kedusha it's choysam, and the opposite of that is dam nidas. The Torah says the term nidas devoisa. This term nidas. And there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the choysam of the raglin and the choysam of the yodin, that there are two types of seals in a person. So Rabbeinu Zal says, we see over there, Rabbeinu Zal says, the choysam haraglin refers to the rabbis. The rabbis are called the feet of Klal Yisrael, and they're the ones who go to Klal Yisrael to rebuke them. In the olden days, you used to have these magidin who would travel around to different cities to give toychocha to Klal Yisrael. So over there in Likud Imran, Rabbeinu Zal refers to these moichichim as the raglin, the feet. They are this choysam horaglin, because again, they give this toychocha. Ki ikar binyan hamalchus hualidei bechinas horaglin, kayadua. Because the Arizal explains that the main part of the body that builds up the malchus is the feet, the legs, as is known, because we know that it's brought that these three, the legs, correspond to the midos of Netzach and Hoid. Netzach, Hoid, and Yesoid, the mid of Yesoid. It's brought that the first letters of Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Nun, He, Yud, is Bigimatria, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, which is Malchus, Odon. Odon means Malchus, ruler. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is the name of Hashem for Malchus. So the Malchus is supported. Its main binyan comes from these spheroids of Netzach, Hoyd, Yisoid, which are the closest ones to it, which are the raglin, which are these moichichin, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 22 in the Likud Imran. Ki ha-moichichin heim bechinas raglin kemuva b'divra Rabbeinu Sham, ayin Sham. Because again, Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 22 in the Likud Imran shows that the moichichin of Klal Yisrael, they are called the feet of Klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk, I believe Yisroi said, V'chol ha'om asher beraglecha, and this entire nation which is at your feet, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi quotes the Gemara, which says, Ha'holchem achar atzoscha, they follow your advice. The feet are called halacha, halacha, walking, going, direction, what direction to take. And again, toychocha, when does a person give toychocha? When they see somebody going in the wrong direction. Stop, you're going the wrong way, turn around. That's the whole concept of toychocha that's associated with the raglin, the moichichin. Paragraph Beis, v'yachar kach, kishenifsak adam. Now, when this flow of dam nida stops, tzricha lispor shivanikiyim, the woman has to count 7 pure days during which she does not see any blood, v'acharkach tvila b'mikvah, and then she completes her purification by toiveling in a mikvah. Ze bechinas, this is tied into what the Gemara says, habo litaher misayin loy. When a person wants to become pure, Hashem helps that person. How does he help the person? Oimrim loy hamtein. They tell the person, wait, slowly. Ki af she posko milirois. Because although this woman has stopped seeing blood, there is no longer a flow of blood, there aren't even any stains coming out anymore, the ein yonkim imena kol kach, and therefore the sitra achra is not drawing from her in such a strong way, im kol zois adayin eina ra'uya lo shuv mekoima, still she's not ready yet to return to her place, lehisyached im bala, to unite with her husband, ad shetamtin v'tispor shivanakiyim. She has to wait and count 7 pure days. Ki achar hascholas ha-tshuva, because after a person starts the tshuva process, where the person says, no more, I'm not going to do these bad things anymore. Dahainu azivas ha-chet, which means the person makes a decision to leave the sin. Bechinas hafsokas hadam nidus, that corresponds to the woman stopping to have that flow of blood, or any blood stains even. Adayin yefshe lehiskariv tekef Hashem Yisborach. The person, the Baal Tshuva, cannot yet immediately come close to Hashem. Ad asher yitzstariv v'yislabein v'yishmor atzmai menachet kamo yomim. The person has to go through a purification, a whitening, and be able to go several days, to guard themselves from doing sins for several days, kidei shal yidei zeh yegaresh mimenu hasitra achra, and by doing this, the person will remove from themselves completely the sitra achra, the tumah, shehoyso nechezes, which was attached to them, v'tisparet mimenu, and it'll leave the person completely, v'oz hi ra'uya letahara gemura. And at that point, the woman is prepared for, she's ready for complete purity, v'lizkois lo shuv l'mekoymoy, and the Baal Tshuva is ready to go back to his real place, which is to connect with Hashem fully. Ki tchilas ha-hiskarvus hi-hisrachkus. Now Rav Nosson Zal mentions a very, very important point. When a person first decides they want to come close to Hashem, first, Hashem pushes the person away a little. Don't get that close. Don't come close. When Hashem, at Har Sinai, when Hashem was giving the Torah, what did he tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Go tell Klal Yisrael, stay back. Stay back. Don't you dare try to approach. The beginning of Hiskarvus is Hisrachkus. The Gemara says, Smoil Doiche, Yemin Mekarev. First, the left hand pushes away, the weaker hand pushes away, and the right hand brings close. Note the order. V'tzorech lizboil tzar shel elu ha'isurim shel ha'hisrachkus she'tzorech lekabel olav b'tchilas ha'tshuva. And a person has to experience the pain of this feeling of rejection, of this feeling distant, which a person has to accept in the beginning of the tshuva process. V'zeh b'chinas kabolas ha'toychocha she'beterech b'izoyim. This is the concept of a person receiving and accepting rebuke, which sometimes comes in the form, it's insulting. The person feels insulted by it. That the person is being rebuked and reprimanded and punished with insults and rejection. And in this rebuke and reprimand is revealed a kindness, kama shekosuv sham, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Likutei Moran, v'zeh shekosuv musar Hashem beni al timos. My son, don't reject, don't despise musar when I'm giving you musar, when I'm giving you rebuke. V'al tokoitz b'toychachtoi, don't stab, don't push away the rebuke. Ki es asher yehav Hashem yochiach, because it's one who Hashem loves that he reprimands. Ki hatoychocha vayisurim heim ahava, because this toychocha and this suffering is a form of love. Shehu b'chinas chesed, which is a kindness, shemislabesh batoychocha, which is cloaked in this toychocha. V'alkein heim shivim ekiyim, and this is why it's 7 days of purity. Kishom melubash hachesed, because that's where this midah of chesed is cloaked, shehu kol mishiva. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that chesed is a composite of all 7 midos of chesed through malchus. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki chesed hu yoyma da'ozel im kula yoymen. Chesed is a day which travels, which goes with all the days. We know that there are Hashem created 7 days, the Shiva Yemei Bereishis, the 7 days. The 7 days of creation correspond to the 7 spheros. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us you should know that chesed goes with all 7. Chesed is not a totally separate thing. It goes with all 7. We see this in the pasuk, Yoimam Yitzaveh Hashem Chazdoi. Yoimam, days, Hashem commands chesed. The Zohar HaKadosh should have said, Yoim Yitzaveh Hashem Chazdoi. No, chesed is Yoimam. Chesed, it's Yoimo De'ozel Em Kula Yoimim. Chesed is a day that goes with all 7 days. Kama Shekosu B'Zohar HaKadosh, Val Yidei Hashiv Nekiyim, Shehi Rechoyka Mibala, Shubachin Es Teichocha, and by a woman going through these 7 days of purity, when she's still distant from her husband, which is a display of Teichocha, rebuke, distance, Smoil Doicha, Shom Mizgala HaChesed, in that is revealed a chesed shekolu mishiva, which is a composite of all 7 spheros, all 7 days. And through this, the woman gets cut off and separated completely from the sitra achra. Shehim b'chinas ha'arba malchios, which are these 4 kingdoms. She'achizosam b'chinas ha'shiva midos, where they have the ability to attach themselves to these 7 midos, Shehim b'chinas yomim, which are referred to as days. Sheshom achizas ha-sitrachra. That's where the sitrachra is attached. The sitrachra is attached to the 7 lower spheros, which are called yomim, days. Shehu b'chinas yemei ra. That's why there's a pasuk in Koheles where it speaks about yemei toiv and yemei ra. There are days that the sitrachra is able to attach itself to the days. Avol lemala mishiva yomim, whereas once you rise above the 7 days, you go into bina and chachma there, ein lohem achiza. There the sitrachra does not have any hold. Kishon kulay toiv. There you're entering into the domain of kulay toiv. This world is the shiva yemei bereishis. Oylam haba, harachman yanchlenu yoim shekulay toiv. Hashem, let us be zoche to the yoim that's all toiv. When is that? When we get out of this world, out of the seven, we go up into the 8th. Some of this is not easy, especially if a person's not familiar with some of the terminology. But the more we learn, the more familiar we become with the terminology, and you see that everything really fits perfectly. Question, why during Shoivovim it seems that most Ashkenazi Rabbeim seem to reteach the laws of Nida? Because again, the laws of Nida apply to both men and women, but the men need to know. We are the ones who need to know this the most in terms of what our requirements are related to this. And regarding fasting and breaking ourselves, or revealing the secrets of what to do to repair and even prevent Zera Levatolo, the answer is, number one, the Baal Shem Tov, and especially Rabbi Nizal, saw that later generations, that from the 1700s on, we're not in the same position of as strong as during the time of the 1500s, during the time of the Arizal and before that, when Tzaddikim were on a level, people were on a level to take on fasts, 84, all kinds of fasts, and breaking ourselves. And therefore, the Baal Shem Tov, and especially Rabbi Nizal, said that our derech is tefillah. Tefillah, putting all the energy into tefillah, that that's as good as and sometimes better than fasting and Yisurim for us. For us, there is a custom that many have. Some people fast one of the days of Shiva of the week, one day a week of Shivavim. Some people fast half a day. Some people abstain at least from eating Dovar Menachai, eating anything that comes from a living. There's all kinds of different things. And Rav Nosson Zal had an extra Seder in Tehillim. He said Tehillim every day throughout the year, and during Shavuot, certain special times, he would add additional chapters of Tehillim because of the holiness of this time. Rabbeinu Zal shows how Tehillim is Tikkun HaBris. The word Tehillim is Bigematria, the angel that's appointed over Pigam HaBris, these things. And some of these topics have to be discussed, are not discussed publicly. We don't broadcast them publicly. It's done more in a private way. Question in the chat, seeing that Dam Mida is precisely what allows a woman to have children, why is it treated as a punishment for which a woman has to do tshuva? It's not necessarily the woman has to do tshuva, it's not necessarily a punishment for her. It's a tikkun for the man, especially. We saw that the main tikkun is for the man. She is an integral part of that tikkun. She is the malchus, she is the shechina, the man is the one who has the major responsibility of accomplishing the tikkun. And again, the more we learn, the more it's going to become clearer and clearer what each person's role is and how this is all forming a complete picture. And again, we wear shoes on our feet. People say shoes are such an important thing. The Gemara says sell everything you have and buy good shoes. So shoes are so important. Why not wear shoes on the head? Because shoes, the feet are the feet and the head is the head. The woman is referred to as the malchus, the feet, and therefore there are certain things that are specifically related to her, and there are certain things that are specifically related to the man, and there are certain things in which both share. And Hashem and the tzaddikim are the ones who are qualified to give us all of these definitions.
Can you tell us where Ravina talks about that mashal he said about the water and the mud in the water and when it boils?
It's in Sichos Horan. I'd have to look carefully. Very often, the one that manages our website will be able to come up. And Mitzvah Shem, it'll be posted maybe in a minute or two here, or by tomorrow, very possible, be posted in the chat, Mitzvah Shem. The exact paragraph in Sichos Horan where that Moshe appears.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.